That is wonderful. James Vincent McMorrow there, and the talented Margot, his little daughter, his five-year-old, with the Give Up There. Comedian Kevin McGahern is here. Good to see you, my friend.
Hello, Catherine. How are
we
you?
We thought you might like that because we know that you have young kids. Is that something like, would you sing? Do you kind of collaborate with the girls?
I'm a big believer of putting them to work as soon as possible. As soon as I can get them to write jokes that make sense, I am going to be putting
You're retiring.
Them to work. Yeah.
Because you've a little girl, Wallace, who's three, and your son is Jesse.
Yeah.
Who's one half? Jesse Wallace.
Jesse Wallace. Yeah. Which is strange because everyone thinks Jesse's like a girl's name and Wallace is a boy's name.
Yeah.
So you have to correct people sometimes.
I love that name, Wallace.
It suits them very well, I have to say.
I just thought that song was so cute. I have a little one. She's two and she could sing. She's two and a half now and we were worried about her speech.
Yeah.
And because she could sing before she could talk. So there were words that she was pronouncing when she was singing songs.
In a sing-songy way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but she actually couldn't. It took her longer to vocalise them speaking than singing.
You need to make an album.
There you go.
You need to bang out an album of nursery rhymes middling quick.
Celebrity You're a Star was as far as my music career went about 100 years ago. Come here. I was asking the competition people there what they were doing over the weekend and what they got up to. You have been busy boiling eggs over the weekend.
Yeah, so every Easter we have a Clúdog, which
Clúdog.
I don't know if it's Clúdog or we always say Clúdog. Maybe it's Clúdog.
That's just the Cavan accent, is it?
It could be, but it's an old Irish tradition. I was reading up about it because my family always did it, and you basically go out to a field on Easter Sunday. You light a big fire, you boil eggs on it, and you all eat eggs, have some bread and some tea, and sit around and have the crack. And I thought everyone did this, but apparently I was looking into it. It was mostly kind of Cavan, Longford, Leitrim, and it kind of died out like 50 or 60 years ago.
Right.
So, we keep it going.
So you've been doing that for years.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to come back on here before Easter and encourage more people to start the Clúdog again. Because it's great. Like everyone does the Easter egg hunt and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it kind of brings our family together. On Easter, it makes Easter a big deal, you know.
And do the kids get involved as well, obviously?
Yeah, the kids love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about, I know, when you hand a boiling hot egg to an 8-year-old boy and make him eat it, it's quite funny to watch.
And this is not a slag now at the Cava, you know, the stereotype of being type. But
oh, yeah.
Do you buy them chocolate eggs as well?
Oh, yeah, we give them chocolate eggs as well. This isn't a way to get around giving chocolate eggs,
Considering
Catherine.
The conversation I've just had with Conor Pope about the price of chocolate eggs these days.
Yeah, they have
shocking.
Gone up. But hen's eggs are relatively cheap.
Brilliant. And so Wallace and Jesse enjoy it.
Yeah, if there's any listeners out there who do Clúdogs, older people will definitely remember it more.
Yeah,
text in because I'm mad to know.
Well, I just said you're a Cavan man, mm-hmm. and you wrote a piece for County Measure on RT Radio at the weekend, which I thought was brilliant. It was about Cavan, and you talked about the unique dialect of the county.
Yeah. Again, you don't think something strange until you leave, and then people are saying, "What are you talking about?" So there's certain words and phrases and pronunciations. That is kind of oddly unique. Odd words like schmozzle for a fight. If you were listening to a commentator talk about a football match, he'd say, oh, there's a bit of a schmozzle on the pitch there. Apparently that comes from a Yiddish word for a disagreement or an argument.
Right.
And there was just a lot. Even we do a sort of a vowel exchange that I think is comes from like Elizabethan English. We'd say, there's great hate of that fire. You'd swap the A with the E.
The E, yeah.
Or, you know, you can't bait the crack.
Yeah.
And I think Limerick has something similar. Limerick and Cavan still share this Elizabethan English kind of hangover.
Mm.
But it's so
distinct. It's like listening to Michael Harding, who you could listen to
yeah.
all day.
Yeah, he's a lovely little voice.
And do you, when you're doing stand-up and you are in Cavan, because I would have said your Cavan accent isn't actually that strong.
Yeah.
So does it get stronger when you're at home?
Not really. I mean, it does definitely when I get home.
Yeah.
But my family wouldn't have a hugely strong, I think my accent's quite similar to my dad's. So no, it wouldn't be too strong now. There's another weird thing we do where we add an extra bit to the sentence that has absolutely no business being there at all. You'd say, I went down to the town there last night, so I did. I saw. Yeah, yeah. I had a couple of pints, so I had. Tomsey had the woman with him, so he had. And it's a weird little thing. Yeah. And Drogheda does the same.
Does it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Ogis was a word that I hadn't heard before.
Yeah, Ogis is a great one. And Ogis, as a child, I never knew what it meant.
Yeah.
Because it could, you'd say, just that's an Ogis day. And that could mean it's a great day or it's a woeful day, depending on the inflection. I think it basically kind of means outrageous.
Yeah.
That's an outrageous day. That was, just you gave him an Ogis box there, so you did.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Come here, you're touring all over the country at the moment. Mm. The tour is called Shy Talker.
Yes.
You must get great enjoyment chatting and doing the publicity to people like me who are trying to...
The main reason for calling it Shy Talker is so that I would make people like you uncomfortable.
It's brilliant. It's very clever. So.
Like Patrick Keelty, when he said it, he really leaned into it because he's, you know, he's after 9 o'clock. He can say what he wants.
He can say it, exactly.
But you have to be a little bit more delicate.
So tell us about the show. Like, shy talk. Would you consider yourself a shy person?
I think I was shy as a child, definitely. It was only really, I'd say, until I was about 14 or 15 that I kind of broke out of that.
Yeah.
I was never good at football. And not been good at football in Cavan is a cardinal sin. So I had nothing really to offer the community. And then I kind of realised just by sort of being funny or embracing how bad you were at football. I think my first laughs were at training.
Brilliant.
When I was just, I'm so bad at this. I need to get a laugh in order to get by. So I was very shy up until I was about 14, I think.
Okay. Mm. And then, I mean, you've, as I said, two kids now, 3 and 1.5. So it's a very busy time. It has been a very busy time in your life. And you also did, last year, you did Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that was insane. I don't think I should have done that.
When I'm trying to do the sums, like, how old was the Baba?
Jesse was like 8 weeks old when, when I first went down there.
So, and your missus, it's Siobhan.
Siobhan,
how did she allow you that show?
I'd no idea. Like, she did an incredible amount of heavy lifting during that period. And I was coming home and I was like dancing all day. And I was like, Siobhan, I'm so tired. It's very emotionally taxing as well. And she's like, all right, first of all, you're not down the mines, right? And I would literally swap a leg.
I'm sorry.
To do what you were doing.
Also, you were dancing with Laura
Nolan.
Laura Nolan.
Yeah.
Who is extremely beautiful, talented, all of that. And I remember watching you with her, and I remember reading that you'd become a new dad. And like, at home.
Where are you going with this?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, me, I was the mother of a 1 year old at the time. And if I was waving himself out the door, I remember saying to him, I wouldn't in a month of Sundays fetch out the door to do that.
Yeah, I suppose trust is very important in a relationship, Catherine. We did make vows, you know. I had to sign a piece of paper, so I think she trusted me enough.
But that was, I mean, at a time when you have a new baby,
yeah.
No sleep.
Oh my God!
There's a lot of heavy lifting that needs to go on.
I spoke to
and
Carol.
I know when you do that show, it's all encompassing.
It is nuts. It's 7 days a week.
Like, and did you watch this series now?
No, I can't. I can't watch it ever again.
What? Just PTSD?
Yeah, PTSD. It's like somebody come back from Vietnam and you're like, do you want to stick on Platoon? You're like, no, I never want to watch people professionally dance again. I was watching a bit with Siobhan and I was like, I found it on my legs. I was watching their feet and I was just getting flashbacks of stress, man. I found it so stressful.
But you got really far. You got to the semi-finals?
That's a semi.
Semi-final, yeah.
It was around that time. Like, at the start, it was great crack.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm pretty good at this. I'm going to go halfway at least.
Mm.
And Laura was so determined. And it was really, I didn't want to let her down more than anything else.
Mm.
But the last 2 weeks of it, I was like, I'm actually having panic attacks here.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting everything.
Yeah, yeah. And so you were ready to finish at that point.
I was going out to the car listening to, like, meditation tapes. I was, like, texting Dermot Whelan going like, come here, can you help me out here? I'm losing it.
I need a call.
I need a private session with Dermot.
When you say, like, did you learn, like, obviously you learned a new skill, but it didn't.
It's gone.
You talk to them now, you talk to any of the dancers and they, you know, it was the best experience of their life. For you, that's not the case.
I mean, no, it was. I was really glad I did it, but I couldn't dance a step now. as soon as I finished it, it just deleted all those temporary internet files, and I cannot. At weddings, people are like, oh, you're going to be doing a bit of dancing. I was like, I'm absolutely not. I can't remember a thing.
Does Siobhan dance?
Siobhan's a great dancer, yeah.
Okay.
She's naturally good, like, you know.
Okay.
So that's why she was extra jealous. She was like, why aren't I a celebrity?
Love
I should
it.
Be doing this.
So tell us about the gig. Where are you heading to? Is it nationwide you're going?
Yeah, I've done a good few of them so far. I should have had this prepared.
You should have had it prepared.
The big one is...
Don't worry, I have a big list of them somewhere.
Okay, great.
But I have yet to find
you
that
left
too.
That at home as well.
But is there a place in, like, just talking about different counties and Cavan, is there a place that you like to gig or that kind of stands out for you in terms of a special gig or one that went particularly well?
Yeah, like, I'm going down to Cork on the 19th of April. I'm going out to Cork. That's sold out, but there's an extra date on the 7th of June. I find Cork people fascinating. Cork people are very unique, I think, for Ireland. Like, I was at a wedding one time and I was outside.
Go on, I love the wedding stories.
This always good. Yeah, this guy came out and he goes, how's it going? Where are you from? I'm from Cork. And like, he didn't even wait for my response at all. And I was like, all right, great. And he goes, Cork is brilliant. I love being from Cork. And he just talked about Cork. Cork is great. And, you know, I wake up in the morning, I'm so glad to be from Cork. And I was like, come on, like, you know, is Cork better than New York? And he goes, oh, Cork is. Yeah, yeah. What about Paris? Oh, Cork. London, Cork, you know, San Francisco, anywhere. Oh, Cork, definitely Cork. And I was like, look, our culture isn't really that diverse. And surely there's fractions within Cork. Of like good bits of Cork, bad bits of Cork. And he goes, no, no, no. Once you're from Cork, you're from Cork. And if I meet any man from Cork, I says, you're from Cork, I'm from Cork, you're my brother. And I swear to God, a lad came out and he says, are you talking about Cork? And he goes, yeah, we are. And he goes, whereabouts in Cork are you from? And he goes, I'm from West Cork. And he goes, ah, that's not Cork at all. Get out, you foreigner. Like, they're very unusual people.
I love it. I love it. Text coming in here. Liz said, in Donegal, we boiled eggs down the field in the 60s.
Yeah.
There you go. I well remember having our Clúdaigh with a fire in the field next to the house and boiling eggs in an old kettle or pot. I think we never ate the eggs, but had a sing song and lots of fun. Did you eat yours?
We ate our eggs. Yeah, definitely. Okay. We had about 20 eggs.
Catherine and Kevin, my darling mother was from Virginia, County Cavan, and I remember her talking about the Clúdaigh. It was a great get together after the fasting of Lent, and that comes in from Dimna.
That was it. It was, yeah, you'd use up all the Lent eggs, yeah.
Well, we can sit, and I have to finish up now, but we can sit. There's loads of texts here about the Clúdaigh.
So next year, all these people, I want ye to get a boiling tub of water, go out to the field. I want to hear everyone doing Clúdaighs next year.
Love it. Listen, we're going to put all your dates and everything. Have you found them there on your
so,
site?
Yeah, so I'm in Belfast on the 20th of April. I'm in Cork 19th, that's sold out. And Dublin 26th of April in Liberty Hall. Then Cavan 17th of May and Cork 7th of June again.
Love it.
So Liberty Hall is a big one, 26th of April.
Good stuff. Shy talker.
Shy talker. Say it good and fast now, Catherine.
That's all from me today.
Thank you, Catherine.
Drive Time is next with Colm O'Mongan, and I'll be back tomorrow.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.